Continuing along here on your afternoon show here in Nebraska's Classic Hits, Ryan Kumpf in the studio with a special guest today, and it is rhythm guitarist for Collective Soul, one of the founding members of Collective Soul, and Dean Rowland. And Dean, well, you guys already are on the road. You've already hit a few stops on your 2017 summer tour in Georgia and North Carolina. Of course, this Sunday, you're going to be up in our neck of the woods over in Grand Island at the Heartland Events Center. And just talk about how the tour has been going so far, and you know, talk about the tour so far this year.
Yeah, it's just getting going. So we spent some rehearsal days, you know, just kind of dusting off some cobwebs, playing some songs we hadn't played in a while, and a couple of cover songs, just getting our footing. It's been a minute, and first two shows went pretty well, and you know, off to a good start. Looking forward to seeing you guys.
Well, looking back at your career with Collective Soul, what are some of your most proud of with the band? Is there, you know, a specific song that's hit the top of the charts that you're most proud of, or, you know, a certain accomplishment that you've made with the band that you can look back on, you know, and think very fondly of?
I mean, I think the biggest accomplishment is just still being together, being in a band 20-something years into it. I've kind of lost count now, but something like that. You know, we started out and we had some good fortune, you know, some big hits, and all those things are fun. And, you know, but our hopes, you know, we love music, love making music. And we've been able to make a career out of it. And that's pretty good from my perspective. I enjoy that accomplishment more than anything, I think.
Did you ever think when you started out that you would still be playing in front of sold out crowds and your music would now actually be considered classic?
Kind of, you know, for me anyway, I was 21 when we started, so it was very, I didn't think it through that much. I just knew that I loved it, and it was, you know, loved the guys, you know, obviously my brother, and yeah, we were having fun with it, and I was kind of like, you know, in the back of my mind, I hope it never stopped, but it's hard to imagine, you know, 20-some-odd years later, you're still doing it, and people are enjoying the music that you're doing. So, no, I really didn't. It was just kind of like lived in the moment, and had fun with it, and you know, still trying to take that approach.
Ryan, here on the afternoon show, once again talking with Collective Soul founding member Dean Rowland. Of course, he's one of the rhythm guitarists for the band. Do you have a favorite venue that you like performing at, or a concert that sticks out to you that you've performed over the years?
Yeah, I mean, we've played Red Rocks a few times, and that one's always pretty special. I mean, even as a, you know, I've been there as a fan to see other bands, and then to play there. It's a great one. Have you been there before?
I have not, no.
Yeah, it's a special place. So that one always sticks out to me. The Fillmore in San Francisco is always a good one. The history behind that place is pretty rich. So there's a handful of those kind of things. But a lot of it's just enjoying certain cities you go to. You know, that's always fun.
Well, you're actually going to be hitting up a rock fest in Kansas City, Missouri on Saturday. That's always one that I've always wanted to mark down and go to. So that would be a pretty good one to go to for sure. Yeah. Did you ever have, as a band, have an artist or took inspiration into your act from a specific artist or band or modeled your music after?
Definitely had inspirations. I mean, Elton John was probably my brother's biggest inspiration as a songwriter. It's all over the place, you know, from the classic bands of, you know, Zeppelin or AC/DC kind of thing, influence in the rock riff. But it is, like, most of our, I think, comes from just melody, you know, and Elton probably plays the biggest influence on that part, and the Beatles, I suppose, yeah.
Well, you already mentioned your brother Ed. Of course, you and your brother are founding members of Collective Soul. What was it like creating a band with your brother, and what is it like traveling to all these shows throughout the years with him and playing with him?
No, it's good, man. Well, yeah, obviously, it's been like any kind of brother relationship I'd imagine. It hadn't always been smooth, and we definitely don't agree on everything. We're two totally different people, personalities. But, I mean, at the end of the day, the priority is the band, and priorities are our family, really. I guess that supersedes it all. And we have fun with it. We really do. I mean, not to sound too oversimplified, but we enjoy it. I live in California. He lives in Atlanta, so we get plenty of space between to not to get tired of each other too much. So it's good.
Once again, we're talking with Dean of Collective Soul here on the afternoon show. From when you started breaking through back in the early 90s till now, how has music changed or evolved, in your opinion, if at all?
Well, the way you hear music and music distributed has absolutely changed. I mean, we were in the heyday of CDs, right? And now it's kind of come almost full circle. There's vinyls being sold again. And obviously it's, you know, the streaming subscriptions and that type of the Spotify's and Apple Music type thing. And as far as like types of music, I mean, those things are so cyclical and trendy, you know, who knows? Pop music is basically like urban and hip hop and country music are the two main pop sources now, it seems. You know, I don't know. It just keeps chugging along, you know.
With all your hits that you've had over the years and, you know, some of the songs that people at the Heartland Events Center this Sunday are going to be listening to, like Shine, December, The World I Know, any of those great classics that you've come to, that I've come to enjoy over the years, what's your favorite one that you like to perform in front of a crowd?
Of, like, the hit types?
Yeah, or any song that you've ever produced.
Yeah. As far as the hits go, I mean, I think World I Know always kind of resonates with me. I've always enjoyed that song, and it's kind of a deeper, reflective type vibe, and it gets a good meaning, a good vibe when we play it live. I enjoy that one for sure. And it was our first song, but Shine's always fun to play. I mean, it's not one that we sit around and rehearse or anything like that, but it takes on a new life every night. I mean, people enjoy it, and that's what we're there for.
Shine is probably one of my favorite 90s songs of all time. That is a solid top fiver right there. One last question for you, Dean. Looking ahead to this weekend, for people who may not have seen you before and might be going to your shows, maybe not even tonight, but down the road, what should they expect with your guys' act?
Hopefully it's contagious. I mean, because we get up there and we love what we do and we have fun with it. We appreciate it. And hopefully that transcends and people are there to see it. They hear some songs that they haven't heard in a while, or maybe they have, but and just enjoy it. It's, you know, it's not over. We're not over recreating the wheel or overthinking this. We love what we do and have fun with it.
Well, once again, we were talking with Dean Rowland, founding member of Collective Soul. You'll be seeing him on guitar this Sunday in Grand Island at the Heartland Events Center. Big thank you, Dean, for hopping on with us here on the afternoon show. We love playing your music, and it's a great honor talking with you.
Great. Thanks, Ryan.
All right. Once again, we'll get back to more classic hits after the break.